Steve Meisner in Whitewater. And the first panel chair is
first reader. Okay. So they are based in Whitewater. They are requesting $3,500, most of which is for Steve's instructor's fee. And that's the total of $3,450 goes to instructing artist fee. They're, I guess, buying some CDs and workbooks and sheet music, that's for $50. And the strength, the master and apprenticeship seem already very close. They are in the band together. And one of the work samples showing that they've played together already in the band and the concert or something. And they seem to be able to get in touch very easily. So that's good. Weakness is neither the master nor the apprentice included details of lesson plans. I mean, in comparison to other applicants. And identified the skills needed to acquire in order for the apprentice to reach the next level. There was some mentioning like left hand, something, and then, but compared to other applicants who has a much more detailed narrative about the skills, it's a bit weak on that. And the apprentice didn't provide as detailed narrative as to why he wants to do this, so I felt like it kind of hurt the application, and because without that information, I can't evaluate this application in the way that I was able to on other ones.
I want to interrupt really quick. I'm sorry, just to say that I know that it's hard not to think about them all as a sort of ranking and comparing them, but I just want to make sure that you're really focused on the criteria and what we're asking them, not, you know, how does the length of a response compare? Just to, I mean, you were certainly on the right track, but I just wanted to say that for the record.
And then they didn't have a clear goal, so I felt like they could continue doing what they're doing, which is kind of, he's already learning from the master, and I felt like they will continue this without this funding anyway. That's the impression I got.
From me. Okay, thank you.
I think I'm second on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of that. I mean, polka's an important art form in Wisconsin. It's doing just fine in Wisconsin. I don't think there's much of an urgency there. It is nice to see a younger person taking it up, but that's we have a few examples of younger people doing this. So that's encouraging. I agree. I think the lack of kind of a clear final presentation was really unfortunate. Because it basically just seems like he's going to continue touring with the band. And, like, that's great and all. But the idea with this, for me, is, like, what is the apprentice going to learn? How can the apprentice then show off a little bit of, like, what they have learned? And I didn't see that come through as much as I would like. Again, it's this cultural community question. So, I mean, polka is specific to some ethnic groups, and that wasn't really discussed at all. And I think that would have benefited, in fact, instead of just kind of this, like, well, I'm a white guy from Wisconsin, and thus have access or, you know, to this cultural community that plays polka. Not a huge deal, again, but I think it's something worth kind of thinking about a little bit. The skill level of the master artist is, I mean, there's no question there. He comes from a really impressive family. He himself is a really impressive artist. I think the skill level of the apprentice is pretty clear, or maybe the talent level and potential is pretty clear, but I do think you would benefit really quite a bit from an apprenticeship like this. But as Ayako said, sure would have been nice to get that explained a little bit more clearly in the application.
Great. Other comments on this one?
So, I do have a question about their relationship, because in the narrative, and I can't remember if it was in the master artist, the question where it asks if they ever work together, you put no, mm-hmm. right? But in the work sample, clearly, you don't just pick someone randomly off the street and be like, let's go perform on stage. So, not that they needed to, explain everything about the relationship, but I don't know how much that weighs into the application, right? Probably not a lot for me, but it just seemed like he should have addressed the fact that they have collaborated somehow, instead of making it seem like I've known this kid since he was a child, and then, somehow out of the blue, he's interested, and he approached me, and now I want to mentor him. And the way, with that no response, and the way the apprentice responded to his questions about why I want to work with that person, it gave that illusion. Had I not seen the work sample, I would have assumed that that was the relationship. But they didn't really work together at all, and all of a sudden, now the apprentice is interested and knows this person from childhood, and they want to work together. So again, not that that weighs a lot in my evaluation of it, but it just wasn't helpful, the fact that he was like, no, we don't know each other at all. And then the work sample is, oh, they're playing together in a band, okay.
Had he said, no, we've never worked, I've never worked together in a mentorship position.
Right.
But he's my neighbor, and we've
collaborated and we, right?
That would
have I can see that now he needs the next level of mentorship, mm-hmm. and so that would have been, I would have been fine with that.
Other comments on this one? Josh, comments on this? Oh, go ahead.
I agree with most everything that's been said. I think that it's definitely a good project, and the master artist is well known and clearly very high skill level in this art form, and the apprentice is off to a good start, but you can see how you would benefit from a intensive apprenticeship like this. But like what everybody else has been saying, there are some details lacking that would be helpful. The work plan is really vague. I would like to hear more about what the plan is for the working. They just say, during each lesson I will be teaching Jacob, et cetera, et cetera. But there's not information about when the lessons will be or how often they'll be meeting, things like that. And then like what Marcus was touching on, the cultural community stuff, I would like to hear a little bit more about that too, because Jacob, the apprentice, focuses a lot on the Swiss and Slovenian style polka music, in which it sounds like that's his cultural background, and he makes it sound like Steve might also come from that background and play that same style of polka, but they don't say that explicitly. And Steve, in his section, he just identifies it as American polka. And so there's a little bit of a disconnect there that I wasn't sure of, exactly what to make of. Are they playing the same style of polka? Is that both of their backgrounds? That was just left a little unclear to me. Yeah.
50 seconds.
One other thing, just minor thing, but there were a solid chunk of typos and weird stuff going on that looked like they maybe pasted in from other past applications. And I get that, we've all done that, but it would have strengthened it.
A proofread?
A proofread would have helped.
And I'll say just for the record, because Steve has worked with the program before, he's applied for the Slovenian style before in the past. Okay. That's,
that would have been beneficial.
Yes, absolutely. A good detail to note.